Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, there's a new analysis of the condition of the nation's infrastructure. The results for Illinois could make you think twice about your commute home. Findings show Illinois is the third worst state in the country when it comes to the number of bridges needing repairs. WBBM's Jim Gutis live with the Newsline with a story.
Keith, the report by the American Road and Transportation Builders Association says Illinois has the third highest number of bridges that are structurally deficient, with more than 2,300. Mike Storino is the president of the group's Illinois chapter.
Structurally deficient means that it is not necessarily dangerous, but it is deficient, and it could create dangerous conditions.
Storino says the infrastructure bill proposed by President Biden would help, but it's not clear if it would include enough money to address all of the state's bridge repair needs. Storino also worries that the bill could have trouble passing because it also addresses social issues that critics argue should not be included in an infrastructure bill. Reporting live, Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There's word this afternoon that Chicago police are preparing for potential demonstrations after the city's police review agency releases the video of officers shooting a teenager in Little Village almost 2 weeks ago. The Sun-Times reports top brass are planning to cancel officers' days off and take other steps to prepare for potential demonstrations over the death of 13-year-old Adam Toledo. Lawyers for the boy's family say they've been told they'll be able to see the video next week.
Italian-American leaders in Chicago say city workers improperly removed a statue of Christopher Columbus from Origo Park last summer, and they've got the paperwork to prove it.
The president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian-Americans, Ron Onesti, tells WBBM that through discussions with the Italian-American community in Chicago, many had remembered a contract between the Chicago Park District and the JCCIA concerning the statue at Origo Park. Onesti says a Freedom of Information Act request was put in with the Park District, and the original document was provided.
That specifically states no alteration to the statue or Columbus Plaza can happen without the express written consent of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans.
And now, even though the statue was removed without their consent this past summer, Onesti says the Italian American community isn't looking to impose penalties. They just want their statue returned.
We're not looking for any financial gain here or remunerations in that respect. We just want the statues back.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The State Department of Public Health reports more than 4,000 new cases of COVID-19 across Illinois today. And that's making it hard for state leaders to predict when coronavirus mitigations will be lifted.
Governor Pritzker must be tired of answering questions about what it will take for the state to open up, as he says, and when. While a record number of people are getting vaccinated now, the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 is still high, and cases and hospitalizations are creeping up. But a reporter twice asked him to give an approximate timetable for some relief.
I know that you're trying to pin me down for a date, and then I want to turn around and ask the virus, you know, what date we can open things up, and it's just an impossibility. For everybody else, I can just tell you that for a year plus of having the opportunity to answer questions by everybody about the virus, the first and most important question everybody wants to know the answer to is, when is this going to end?
The governor was in Robbins discussing federal and state help for schools that are reopening. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Dogs that have gone missing or have been stolen in Wisconsin have turned up for sale on Facebook.
One dog that was not stolen but had escaped showed up for sale on Facebook, and backlash from people, including the owner's daughter, may have been the reason it was found later near the home where it had gotten away.
Hey, hi! Beep, beep. Jordan. Say hi.
That from the reunion. CBS 58 in Milwaukee is reporting lost and stolen dogs have been showing up for sale on the social media site. Kristen Wilson runs a nonprofit called Billy's Posse out of Racine.
We've had where they have a reward, but the people actually try to get more out of them. So that's why rewards are advised against, because that can happen. But also, if they're going to make money stealing dogs, they're going to keep doing it.
Wilson has been scouring Facebook trying to find missing dogs.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.